The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hi everybody, I hope you're ready for today's show, and we're going to have a pretty good one, I think. First of all, we're going to have Captain Tony out on Lake Michigan because those fish are smacking those baits on his boat. We've got to talk to him about what he's doing and how he's doing it. So it's an on-the-water report from Captain Tony. And then our good buddy, since it's the first of the month, Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, will be on to tell us about all the really cool activities going on this month for kids from 6 to 106 in the Forest Preserves. And I really do mean that. The 106 kids are just as much fun as the 6-year-olds. Okay, and then after that, we're going to hear from Rick Pah, that's P-A-C-H, from the Plainfield Bass and Gill Fishing Club, along with the other people who live around the club in the Plainfield area. And they're working hard at keeping the area in a beautiful, natural state that apparently they're getting some push from the local politicians that have a different opinion about what's good for the land. Well, we want to listen to the love he has for this area and his voice and what they want the future of the area to look like for our children's children's, so they too can love the outdoors close to home. That's a very, very good thing. We'll then have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor information. It's a packed show, so don't go away. Now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere out on Lake Michigan. Hey, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. Great rainbow action out here. We are slaying the rainbows.
Still on rainbows, huh?
Yeah, there's a few kings around. I heard a big guy caught somewhere, 34 pounds, mm-hmm. but they're far and few in between for the big guys. We did take a couple little, like, 5 and 8 pound kings, but the majority of our catch was rainbows, fishing a lot of spoons up on lead cores. I would say crack of dawn in 60 feet of water, working out to about 130 back and forth. You'll see some good fish action in there.
Hmm, interesting. Have the rainbows been acrobatic, or they've been hanging tight in the water?
Oh, no, acrobatic all the way. And also, there's another pod offshore. You know, you can go 150 is a good number to start. Mm-hmm. The 170, the fish kind of moved in on us. The water kind of cooled off. 72 to sometimes it's like 76, and there's breaks in between when you're motoring between 150 and 190, you know. So mm-hmm. if you find that break, fish the temperature break. That's where they're hanging.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. And you're, once again, I says you're working the waters. You know, we're coming into September, and September means It's a daily thing with the winds, because they can get brutal out there from one day to the next, can't they?
Right. Yeah, Sunday was bumpy. Monday was beautiful. Today was bumpy. You know, so you got to watch the weather. Definitely, if you're in a small boat, safety first. you know, definitely watch that weather.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's nothing worse than a sharp hook flying around a boat when you're in heavy waves, right?
Oh, correct, correct. Yeah, watch them hooks, man. They're sharp.
That's exactly.
But, yeah, you know, it's great out there right now. We're seeing a lot of silverfish. There's mm-hmm. still Lakers swimming back and forth. We're still getting Lakers doing yeah. the next a mixed bag, but definitely catching some decent fish.
No, that sounds good. And if somebody wants to get on, get a charter with Diamond Ghost Charters, what do they do?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
And what?
And leave a message. Someone will get back to you.
And what do we yell on Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
Get the rod, get the rod, get the rod.
Yeah, get the rod.
Get the rod, get the rod. Thanks, Tony.
All right, buddy. That's be safe out there, everybody.
That's right. That's Captain Tony, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, I'm careful where you hold.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, the phone is ringing. And it's the first Saturday of the month. It must be Tim Mondel on the phone. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well, my friend. How about you?
Hey, I'm excited. I'm done with the heat of August. I need some cooler days, cooler nights. I need to be able to walk through the woods. Now, you can't pick mushrooms in the forest preserves, but, you know, if I'm in another set of woods, I can find mushrooms out there and pick them. And you can tell I've been yelled at.
A lot of people have.
Yeah.
I know it's tempting. A lot of people have.
And but, I mean, you know, so September, yes, kids are going to school. Maybe they're not home during the week, but you've got weekends and evening things, and it's the beginning of my favorite time of the year, September, October, November.
I think a lot of people, especially over the last couple of months, have been feeling that way. They're looking for some relief, and you hit the nail right on the head on that one. So, yeah, September in the preserves is a beautiful time to be out there. Not only is the weather a little bit better, a little bit more bearable, but you're starting to see some leaves change a little bit, more so in the later part of the month in October. But it's also a big time for us where we start to do some fall-based nature festivals and paddling programs. And most importantly is our National Public Lands Day.
Yes.
It's a big deal, you know, considering I think the emphasis that just the general community and the public has been paying special attention to with the benefits of being in nature and being surrounded by nature, bringing to light how important they are from a festival, from a party, if I can use that word, standpoint, it's really, really important. So that's really what the Forest Preserves has been doing. So on Saturday, September 25th, is our annual party for the preserves. And Chauncey, with that one, years past, we may have done it one or two locations, some small-scale things, but I think this year we're really trying to blow it up a little bit more. So I'm going to read a list of what's going on and where it's going on at. And if anybody wants to just do one thing or do multiple things, it's really an amazing opportunity to check out the preserves and different parts of it. And each location, too, Chauncey, they're... You can find out more information about what the Forest Reserves is doing, even for the next 10 years, about reforestation and conservation and resource management side.
Well,
kind of cool.
To add to your tidbit of information about the 25th, that weekend is National Hunting and Fishing Days across America, which is an act of Congress. Whether you like them or not, somebody had their heads screwed on this day. But this is an act of Congress a number of years ago where they're telling us that we need to go out and celebrate our love for the great outdoors that weekend. I bet you didn't know that.
There's so much going on, but it's good for the public to know that. Absolutely. I mean, I know you and I can talk for days on policies and enactments, but it's important for folks just to get outside. I know you preach that all the time, as do I, but you know, maybe some things just aren't up their alley. Maybe they don't want to pedal. Maybe they don't want to go for a walk, but they want to cycle.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things out there in different avenues. And if you can't make the forest reserves, at least go to your local park districts. They've got something going on, too.
Exactly. That's get out and enjoy the great outdoors. So go through your list. I'm going to shut up.
All right, let's start. So we said on the 25th, 9 a.m., there's going to be outdoor yoga up at Satcher Woods. 10 a.m., two things going on. We've got the Prairie View at Sagwa Environmental Learning Center. And then Meet Nature Cat, which my kids love. You get an opportunity to go meet Nature Cat at Sandridge Nature Center. One of the staff down there, Molly Fitzgibbon, knows Nature Cat very well. So she's been gracious enough to bring them over there. A little bit later, 11, is going to be the Little Calumet River Paddle, as well as Wilderness Inquiry, which you don't, I think you might, I'm sure you do. But Wilderness Inquiry brings down their Voyager canoes. They're group-sized canoes. They're great. So maybe you don't want to go out by yourself, but you want to go out with a couple of friends. You can go out and do something like this. So that's going to take place at the Bobian Woods Boat Launch. There's going to be the Prairie Stroll at Little Red Schoolhouse. A little bit later in the afternoon, up in my neck of the woods, is the community powwow at Bunker Hill. That I partnered with the American Indian Health Services and the St. Kateri Center out of the north side, and they're going to bring to light scenes about Every Child Matters and some of the unfortunate consequences in decades and almost 100 years ago up in the Canadian area with the Reformation schools. So, it'll be an important kind of day for that end of it. And then a little bit later, Birds of Prey at River Trail. And last but not least is the celebration of the actual day itself. Down at Camp Bullfrog in Palos region, which is just gorgeous. If you haven't gone or if you've gone before and you want to go back, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll have paddling, they'll have live music, some hikes. Scopes in the City is going to be out there doing an astronomy program. You can touch a fish with our guys over at Resource Management Fisheries. Canberra is going to be there to do some mountain biking demonstrations. So it's going to be a lot of things going on there.
Cool.
And this is my time to be quiet for a second.
No, okay. I get a gold star on my report card because I didn't say anything. That is so cool. I mean, if you think about it, everybody, you just listen, and that's all happening on that, September 25th weekend, right?
Correct. All of it is just very exciting throughout the day.
To me, that is so cool. It's so exciting. It's so, magical to have somebody, especially when, whether you're, 6, 66, or 106 years old, to get that gee whiz factor when you're something you learn or see or watch or, I got to tell you, you've got to, if you've never done it, you mentioned Birds of Prey, stand next to somebody and just look at the eyes of that hawk or falcon as he's looking around. Oh, just so cool.
Yeah. You feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
What else we got, my friend?
Yeah. Sure. So earlier on in the month, some other large-scale events. Now that we're trying to get back to it, with keeping the COVID restrictions and requirements in mind as we conduct these. The Chicago Voyagers, which is a nonprofit out of the northwest region of the county, works with teens and for behavior-based and empowerment programs. They are offering their annual adventure challenge in Ungala. It's going to take place on Saturday the 11th at Thatcher Woods, which is in River Forest. So for those who want to do a little obstacle course and do more nature-based challenges, they'll have canoeing, archery, log carries, balancing, some puzzles, and a lot more to go going on that day. And then down at Sandridge Nature Center, it's going to be Archaeology Day. It's a really, really big day for them. I kind of say that about them all the time, actually, but... There's so much history, natural history, in that region alone that to go down there and visit them when they do an event like this, you're going to learn so much more about just Sandridge itself and the folks who occupied it and a lot more.
And there's lots of things to discover out there because real quick, there's two girls were walking in a creek in Logan County, Illinois, and they stepped on something and they was like, well, they were kind of wasn't sure what, it didn't feel like a rock. And when they picked it up, it was a large bone. And there was a big concern about it being, you know, they were like, is this a person? And, you know, or something like that. But they looked at it and they said, no, this isn't a person bone, but they didn't know what it was. They took it to somebody and they had it examined and tested and, you know, checked the age of it, et cetera. And they found out that it was a 6 to 10,000 year old extinct strain of buffalo that was just laying in the creek, this bone. Now, that is a cool find.
That is, yeah, absolutely. And to just randomly step on it, too. It's not like you were seeking it. So
there's lots of stuff to find out in the prairies of Illinois.
Absolutely. Well, world renowned, our prairies, so that's great. Wow, that's awesome. Well, good. Then there's other things to find out, too, in different parts of the county. You can go up to Thatcher Woods again on the 12th, and for Migrating Monarch Celebration. And then if you want to pop up to Labaugh Woods in the northern part for Fall Nature Festival from noon to 3, that's going to take place on the 18th. I mean, to kind of summarize it, there's a lot of large events going on. Again, the weather's better. Folks are back at school, so that means I think they're more enticed to come on out on the weekends, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when we hold things.
Cool. And if somebody's trying to find out more information, where do they go to find out a plethora of info on the Forest Preserve District of Cook County?
Sure. You can go to our website at fpdcc.com. We are also going to start putting out brochures, if it's my understanding, starting the wintertime, kind of what we used to do. And then it would have seasonal brochures in there. Stop by your nature center if you want to grab one. Again, not till the wintertime, but that's another way for folks to at least find out a little bit more about what's going on.
And as I just mentioned, it's my favorite time of the year. The bugs are down. The colors are out. The days are beautiful and the nights, afternoons are cooler. You can't miss a day like this in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County.
You said it.
Tim, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
I always appreciate it, Chauncey.
We always look forward to, and you have no idea the fan club you've got growing that will enjoy listening to you every first Saturday of the month.
Oh, that's nice of you. I appreciate that.
All right, my friend. You take care, all right?
You too.
Tim Mondale, everybody, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Black, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we've got Mr. Rick Pock from the Plainfield Bass and Gill Club, which I have driven by thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and I've always looked and gone, "Oh, that looks really nice." So, Rick, come on. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Chauncey, how you doing? Thank you for having me on your show.
No, I've
been a big fan of your show.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be on your show.
My friend, the club has been around 65 years.
Yes, we were established in 1961.
Okay.
So we've been around for just about 60 years.
Wow, that's a good long time.
Yes.
Now, and like I says, I know friends of mine who've been at the club. I know as families they've been to this club. It's a, you know, for 60 years it's been a place that's been able to get to, not far from Chicago. Basically, you got on Interstate 55, and once you hit, you know, County Line Road, there wasn't a whole lot there until Bowling Brook showed up, and then all of a sudden some other factories and warehouses showed up, and some more things showed up, and then, you know, that's, you got off at exit 126, and you were right there.
Yeah, right off 126, about a mile down the road. And we have 400 acres of wetlands, just a great refuge. It's a great sanctuary. Families from, you know, all over. Families from Chicago, families from Plainfield, just about, you know, all surrounding areas can go there, camp, fish, hunt, bring the whole family. We have tournaments, fishing tournaments. We have kids' tournaments. It's just a wonderful place to get away and just get away from it all. And I tell people all the time, it's a shot in the arm. You know, being so close to the city, you can't really find much better fishing that close to Chicago.
Correct. And but the thing is, you came on the show, besides to talk about how great the club is, you came on to talk about that black cloud that's kind of hovering over the club and Plainfield and the residents there near the club and other clubs that are nearby you, that the people, the elected officials of Plainfield are trying to do something, and it might infringe on the people that are going to be that live in that area, as well as all the outdoor clubs, right?
That's correct, Chauncey. The town of Plainfield is planning on constructing a four-lane highway. It's basically a continuation of 126. They want to take 126 and they want to divert the traffic going west. They want to actually cut right across the wetlands. They want to cut right through our lake. It's going to end our lake. They're going to build a four-lane highway right smack dab in the middle of an ecosystem. And it's going to affect us. It's going to affect homeowners. The residents of Plainfield, I can assure you, don't want this. It's going to not only pollute our water, we're going to get all the runoff. Runoff is going to be their stormwater drainage. It's going to go right into our lake. It's going to go into our main lake on the other side of the road. And they're actually going to channel some of it into the DuPage River as well. So anything that you're getting off of a car, off the highway, the oil, the transmission fluid, even the metal particles that come out of your exhaust will all go into the lake. And not only that, Chauncey, but the fill that they're going to put in, they're going to fill in about, so it's 15 acres of land. They're going to take via eminent domain, and by the way, this is a take, so they are going to take that land, and they are going to construct this road, and they really haven't answered questions that we had. They've applied for a permit with the Army Corps of Engineers, and we've had questions. Army Corps of Engineers lets us know, hey, they've applied for a permit to construct this four-lane truck highway, and we had we had concerns about runoff, noise, littering. It's just going to affect our quality of life. The noise is going to be insane. And it's not going to be good for the wildlife. It's not going to be good for the fish. The silting that they will put fill in there. They're going to fill in roughly 80 feet off of our shoreline, and it's the most desirable part of our lake. It's the most important part of our lake. It's got habitat. It's got depth. So they're going to fill a good portion of that of this cove in, and with that comes silting. With the silting comes the, it'll cover aquatic plant life. You could see some plant die off because photosynthesis will not take place. And you'll see some fish die as well as a result of this. So they have not answered our questions and our concerns about the ecosystem, the effects that this is going to have, the long-term effects on our ecosystem.
Well, that, and I mean, what they're trying to do is they want to build these warehouses like you see on along 55 from Bolingbrook all the way to 126, you know, to Joliet. Yeah. Almost, you know. And
and I think what they're doing too, Chauncey, is so they want to run a direct route, and they call this the competitive trucking program. They have state and federal grants to build this road, and you're right. I mean, this is basically so that you can, they're gonna try to build some more warehouses on west on 143rd. So they're gonna take that traffic from 126, divert it right across our property, right through the homeowner's backyards, and continue it right past 59. In the process, cutting through our, taking away some of our property, and they're also gonna infringe on the DuPage River as well.
You know, I think that's a very important point you just said, that this is going to infringe also not just on the club and, you know, losing the acreage at the club and the prime fishing areas and the habitat for, waterfowl, egrets and everybody else, but it's also going to mess up a lot of the people who live there around the club, the residents. Yes. of that area of Plainfield. That's going to change their life very much, because they've been living in an area that's been basically a two-lane road for as long as I can remember as a kid going to Boy Scout camp in Yorkville, Illinois, you got off 55 and it was like, we're in the country. Well, the country's going to be gone. And
yep, absolutely.
And those people, it's going to be a loss to their property.
because they're going to lose some of the environment. They're going to lose the beauty of it. They're going to lose, you know, instead of maybe being X feet back from the two-lane road, they're going to be X feet from a four-lane road. So, I mean, I could see where that's affecting them. But the third concern is the DuPage River. And people who fish for smallmouth and bass in the DuPage River from as far north as you can go, you know, up to the chain of lakes going down, I mean, this is going to affect and just dump more stuff into the river because the plans and stuff that I've seen just show the pipes dumping into your lake and their and the DuPage River. So that's, you know, for the environment, I'm not sure. I think I really would hope that the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers would take a real serious look at this and say, hey, but you know what? It might take people besides the members of your club and the neighbors there say, hey, to the political people, hey, we can't do this all the time, guys. You know, we need to keep open areas open. We need to, you know, our kids need to see trees and grass and things instead of driving another hour west or 2 hours west or south or whatever. I mean, I would hate to see a kid not getting that experience. And yes, there's probably tax dollars that the village would get or the town would get and everybody else. And I understand that. That's an important thing. But, you know, it's those things where you only get it once and you lose it. You're never going to get it back. And that's our environment.
Absolutely, Chauncey. That's a great point. And, you know, we have to keep the legacy that our parents gave us, we have to keep it alive and for the future generations. And we have kids, you know, of all ages coming out there, and it breaks my heart to see. I would hate to see this happen because you're right. Once this happens, once they construct this monster, this four-lane truck highway, the experience will never be the same. We won't have peace and solitude. We won't have that serene feeling of going out in the countryside and getting away from it all. We're going to be fishing right next to a four-lane highway with plenty of noise, and I've had a chance to meet with a lot of the residents of Plainfield, and they're wonderful people. They've been living there all their lives, and they've got beautiful homes off the lake, and they're upset because there's better options out there. There's better options. This four-lane truck highway is not going to solve any traffic woes. You're going to have trucks now making tons of noise. You're going to have trucks braking. They're going to put a stoplight up over there, so it's going to be a mess. And I don't see how that's going to solve any traffic issues. But I think what it looks like to me is that they just want to bring more warehousing on that west side of 143rd. And I think that's what they're trying to do. But you're absolutely right. This is something that once it's done, we can't reverse the damage. We can't reverse what they've done. It's gone forever. And one of the gentlemen who lives right off of he actually lives right off the DuPage, right across from our lake. He has been so kind to send me some things, and he sent me videos of wildlife, of herds of deer, just, you know, migrating. And it's right at that spot where that highway is going to be. Smack dab going across the Page River coming from our lake. And so all the wildlife that's going to be affected, that four-lane truck highway is going to permanently alter our ecosystem. You won't see as much wildlife. We have deer out there, coyotes, beaver, fox, you name it. Not to mention all the birds we have out there, egrets, heron, cormorants, and, you know, there's a rookery not far from us. I believe the Renwick Rookery is about 2 miles away. So that's a bird sanctuary. So it doesn't make sense to be putting all these animals in danger and by constructing this highway. And basically there's total disregard for the wildlife in the area and the residents as well.
Yeah.
To their quality of life as well. And you know, Our fishing is phenomenal as well, and we've been working for 60 years managing these lakes, putting in habitat, putting in fish cribs. We're stocking fish, so we have good largemouth bass in there. We have walleye, we have northern pike, we have catfish, crappie.
Let's hope that the people of Plainfield and other groups and organizations that are, you know, whether it's that they're tied to the DuPage River, whether they're an organization that supports the fish there or the conservation of it, you know, it's amazing. A lot of countries, a lot of states are now looking at areas for the ecotourism. So imagine, boy, you just might make a little more money with some ecotourism, and your area is not going to flood because you're not going to have all asphalt and concrete. Instead, you'll have grass and dirt and areas for people to see and the ground to absorb all that extra rain.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything to get people that people can come to or get excited about to get behind you guys?
Yes, sir. Chauncey, we are arranging, we are hosting a rally. It's a peaceful gathering. It is on September 13th, which is a Monday, and we're gathering at 6:15 p.m., September 13th. It's going to be in the rear of the Plainfield Village Hall, which is at 24401 Lockport Street. That's Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. We're going to meet at 6:15. This is when the Village of Plainfield will be having their special meeting, their workshop committee of the whole, or COW meeting. So all the officials will be there. So we plan to gather peacefully. And, you know, I'm reaching out. We have residents, our members. We have four members in our club. So they've all got the message. And anybody that wants to join, they should probably give me a call. We welcome you to come out and bring your families.
Yeah.
Bring your children. This is about preserving our wilderness, preserving our natural resources.
Yeah.
This is a huge thing.
It is a huge thing, and you got to make sure that remember, you just can't rely on the people that live there. Everybody from a wider area has got to show their support for what you and the residents there are trying to do. Let these our elected officials. And one of my favorite lines was, you know, I fish, I hunt, I camp, and I vote. And that's an important thing to say. I fish, I hunt, I camp, and I vote. And that usually tells our elected officials, hey, we're here too. You better not forget us, you know? Well,
yes.
Once again, if somebody wants to get more information, Rick, where can they go?
Yeah, they can call me. They can call me at 773-987-8605. And my name is Rick Pach. And the last name is spelled P-A-C-H. I'm the vice president of the Bass and Gill Club. And, give me a call. Love to talk to you about it and tell you, you know, exactly what we're doing. And, we want to tell the town of Plainfield that, hey, there are better solutions to this. There are better there's better routes, actually. You know, there's a ComEd easement right over there that they could use, and they could it would be a lot less. I mean, this is a costly project, too.
That's one thing
I didn't mention is this is a $70 million project.
And I want to thank you for that. But once again, give me your phone number so everybody can call you to find out where this meeting is, how they can help no matter where they live in Illinois.
Yes, sir. So that's Rick Pach, P-A-C-H, 773-987-8605. Or you can send me an email. You can send me an email as well. And that's Bass Like the Fish. So it's B-A-S-S-P-A-C-H at live, L-I-V-E .com.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Thank you so much, Chauncey. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in,
Let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So, stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I hope you're enjoying today's show. Let's see if we can help out our friends at the Baskin Gill Club in Plainfield. It'd be great to keep that place just the way it is. I like it. But let's talk about some outdoor news. First of all, this is a great idea. This is the last weekend for safe boaters to earn free McDonald's treat in the state of Michigan. Did you hear me? State of Michigan. This is the last weekend. Conservation officers will pass out free McDonald's ice cream and apple slice coupons at participating locations in Michigan for McDonald's to young boaters that are spotted wearing a life jacket. I think this is a great idea. The United States Coast Guard reported drowning as the number one cause of death in 79% of all boating fatalities in 2019. So don't be a statistic. Life jackets float. You don't. And if you're wearing one, if your kids are wearing them, they could get a free coupon for McDonald's. Maybe I'm a little too old for that, but that sounds like fun. Up in Wisconsin area, in Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that the participation with the Wisconsin Girl Scout Councils for the third annual Girl Scouts Love State Parks event will go on September 11th to the 12th. Weekend celebrates all the Wisconsin state parks with the Girl Scouts of the USA. During the Girl Scouts Love State Parks, Girl Scouts can participate in activities to appreciate the outdoors, increase their confidence outdoors, and learn about natural and cultural resources. This sounds like a fun thing. If you have more information and want to get involved, you can contact your local Girl Scout Council in the state of Wisconsin to learn more about how to do this. But I definitely mark your event if your girl is a Girl Scout or maybe even wants to become a Girl Scout. We've got a couple hunting dates going on here. First of all, we have in Illinois early season teal going on from September 15th to the 20th. We have a few other interesting dates coming up here. Rail is going to be from the September 5th to the November 13th. And Snipe, Wilson Snipe, is going to be from September 5th. But the big thing going on for the waterfowlers is Canadian Goose, September 1st to the 15th, is an early season in Illinois, and lots of birds are being taken. Oh, my gosh. If you go to Chauncey's Facebook / Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you'll see a picture of Mauro Tomasetti's last haul from early season goose hunting. That's five apiece they can take. That's pretty remarkable. In Wisconsin, early season teal is from September 1st to the 9th, and early Canada goose, snow, and blue goose, Ross's geese, are statewide from the 1st to the 15th. Please remember those dates. That's a pretty cool thing, and I like that information. But we also need to talk about fishing, and I do mean fishing. Boy, I'm excited about this, too. Oh, the Aiden Fishing Report. I almost forgot about it. This is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, we have a long weekend, and we're going to be on the boat till Monday. Billy's parents went south to South Haven and said everything was slow, really slow. They said they should have gone to the St. Joe River instead, where the perch were good, fishing from a boat north and south of the pier in 35 to 55 feet of water. But pier fishing was slow there also. Salmon fishing was slow for the boaters, but who cares? The perch were fun. That's my grandson. I love that. Linda Sue's parents and my parents went to the Muskegon River. We all had a great time. We saw salmon, so they said that the salmon runs are now underway in the Muskegon River. Some creeks are high and dark from recent rains, but salmon were in the rivers and looking big. One shore angler said fish dusk or early a.m. in the low light times for big adult Chinook salmon in the rivers. Boaters were in 60 to 100 feet down in 120 to over 200 feet of water with the normal stuff. That's right, the normal stuff. Spoons, plugs, and flies. They all caught fish. It was fun seeing those big fish in the creeks. I'll send you pictures from the boat, and we might go salmon fishing on the big pond! Exclamation point. Love you. We'll send those pictures. Your fishing magician grandson, Aiden. That's my grandson, Aiden. Fishing report sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Lake Michigan, Chicago,
We're seeing a little bit more salmon picking up outside the harbors in about 60 feet of water. They're also picking them up glow spoons before sunup in the Chicago harbors. Diamond Ghost Charters Captain Tony said it's still spotty for kings out of Winthrop Harbor, but steelhead and Lakers are coming in size and good numbers. Waukegan Harbor, off the rocks, they've been fishing at night and picking up salmon on glow spoons and steelhead on night crawlers under a good-sized bobber. If you want to call Captain Tony, 847-838-2037, leave a message, he'll call you back. In the Chicago harbors, we're also getting some drum, rock bass, and a few largemouth bass, small ones, from Diversey Harbor South. No perch. Indiana waters are reported said that they were getting fish in 25 to 40 feet of water on small baits, minnows, baby golden roaches. Salmon and Lakers from Hammond to the Michigan state line in 120 to 150 feet would be where you want to start. With the cooling water temperatures, I think we might start seeing a little bit more close-in action for a lot of activity. In the inland lakes in Indiana, the cooler water is getting bass and walleye and a little bit more activated than those locations. Cook County Forest Preserve, bass are on small to medium roaches under a bobber, have been very good. Cooler nights, shoreline weeds, maybe the good spot to try. Skokie Lagoons, bass and bullhead were both active. In the shady areas, Maple Lake, bullhead, bluegill, and small bass are still smacking in the middle by the narrows. Tampere Lake, I like golden roaches under a bobber, 2.5-3 feet down. Small crappie are being taken off the pier, and that's a good one. Bussy Lake, go below the main dam. It may be a little bit high right now because of the water. All the water that we caught further north is coming down through, but it's still fishable. But you can catch some nice fish below the main dam at Bussy Lake. Out of Wren Lake, from our friends at the Wren Lake Area Tourism at enjoyrenlake.com, white bass, good on inline spinners, slab spoons, white color. Reports of fish being caught around the 154 bridges, fish along the rocks and drop-offs, fish in shallow bays near the brush cover and brushes. That's another good, bushes rather. That's another spot to try. There's a 20-fish creel limit with no more than 3 fish, 17 or longer, for those white bass. That's a big white bass. Crappie are fair around structure in the deep water right now. Try a Christmas tree or spider blocks on your boat to catch rigs to get those crappies. Some guys are getting catfish or are calling it fair. Leeches around moving water, you're going to be some of your action. And that's from the enjoyrenlake.com, Wren Lake Area Tourism. Chain of Lakes, catfish are good on stink bait, cut bait, crawlers, on almost anything that you can throw in there. Bluegill are very good on small cubby mini mites or ice fishing jigs, tipped with waxies, light action. Oh, man. I'm ready to go out fishing. This sounds like fun. Hey, you know what? Well, I hear it starting up again. There's the flute. So that means we're coming to the end of the program, which means I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the traditional circle of elders. And it says, we must become caretakers of the earth. We must become caretakers of the earth. What that means is, with the fires out west, that's going to damage our environment even over here. When they cut down trees in Brazil, those trees are producing oxygen for not just Brazil, but for the entire world. And when we pollute the waters, we're polluting it for everybody. We must be the caretakers of the earth. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.